Two butterflies went out at noon and waltzed upon a farm, then stepped straight through the firmament and rested on a bean, and then together bore away upon a shining sea, though never yet in any port their coming mentioned be. If spoken by the distant bird, if met in ether sea, by frigate or by merchant man, no notice was to me. This is a poem by Emily Dickinson about two butterflies. Those two butterflies were on the earth. Then they started to fly. And they were in the sky. After that, they sat on a beam of light. After that, they went out towards the sea. Nobody noticed them. Even the birds did not notice these two butterflies. In the port, the ship port, there was no information about these two butterflies. Not a single ship knows about these butterflies. The war ships or the trading ships. There is no mention about these butterflies. And the poetess says, even I don't know where they are. Two butterflies went out at noon and waltzed upon a farm, then stepped through straight through the firmament and rested on a bean, and then together bore away upon a shining sea, though never yet in any port their coming mentioned be. If spoken by the distant bird, if met in ether sea, by frigate or by merchant man, no notice was to me. The butterflies were on the farm, first on the farm, then sky, then on a beam of light, and then on the ocean. Nobody knows about them. Birds have no knowledge of them. The ships have not seen them. There is no notice, information at the ship port. These butterflies represent spiritual life. These butterflies are the representative of freedom. They are on the earth. They are in the sky. They are in the ocean, unnoticed. Spiritual life is silent life. Desires no recognition. These birds are mysterious. Spiritual life is also mysterious. They do not garner attention. They do not seek name and fame. They move silently, unnoticed. And the real revolution happens in silence. Revolution does not take place in the hustle and bustle of cities. Revolution happens in silent caves of heart. Revolution happens in solitude of the mind. Revolution happens in the unknown lands. Spiritual life is the life of silence. The deeper the silence, the greater will be the realizations. The lesser the desires, the more is the experience. These are the five tricks. Hacks to be in tune with the divine. These five are based on today's Avyakta Murli, where Baba talked about four types of faiths, Nishche. And the toughest of them is the fourth, family. The first hack is royal walk exercise. This is about faith in the self. It is not that we do not have faith in God. Faith in Baba is 100%. But also there is a need for faith in the self. If situations are making me depressed, I land up in despair. I cannot continue this path for long. So this is a beautiful exercise where you walk with some Soman. Swarajya Adhikari, Soman Dhari. I am the chosen few. I am one of the chosen few. Many were called, but few were selected. I am amongst those few. God selected, God elected, God chosen souls. God selected, God chosen, and God elected souls. So take any Soman, any self-respect, and with that swaman, with that self-respect, walk a silent stroll, a silent walk with swaman, with self-respect. Our gesture would reveal the inner climate. So you can take 15 minutes walk, 20 minutes walk, half an hour walk. First read some swaman, self-respect, and then move. The second is anti-discouragement notebook. Whenever a negative thought arises, I can't do this, it is impossible, it is difficult. Everybody does it, but I can't do it. I am less educated. I do not know language. I can't speak. I can't do this task. This is difficult. This is tough. Immediately write the opposite thought to that. I can do it. Baba is with me, or anything like that. A contrary thought. Writing rewires the mind. What you write, you become. Keep on writing. I am a powerful soul. Even if the thoughts of weakness creep in, the writing will lead to resetting, rewiring. Pour out your heart and soul whilst you write on the paper. So, anti-discouragement notebook. If the thoughts of sorrow come, write, I am the happiest soul on this planet Earth. I rejoice. Every moment is joy. Every moment is celebration. Every hour is the hour of festivity. I rejoice, I jump, I dance. I am light. I am butterfly of happiness. So when you write, your writing would shape your thoughts. Writing creates new sanskars. So your pen or pencil and your notebook should be your best friends. The third is Mickey Mouse scene practice. Whenever difficult situations you see, tough situations, tough people, tough situations, tough people, tough karmic accounts. Think, this is a cartoon show which is going on. This is a scene. I am different. Remember some joke when you see difficult scene. A student was praying to God, "Oh God, please make Jammu and Kashmir the capital of Afghanistan." His friend asked, "Why you pray like this?" He said, "That is what I have written in the exams." Comedy is an antidote for adverse situation. When you can create a joke out of a very serious situations, this is an art. Serious situations make you serious and unhappy and sorrowful and depressed. When you become depressed, start reading jokes. When you become unhappy, go and start playing with children. There was a script writer. He worked very hard and he wrote a script for a film. Before that, he was rejected many times. This time, he had a lot of hopes. But he receives a devastating call from the director and says, "Your script is not very unique. Public wants some entertainment, something unique, something new. So I can't take your script. You are rejected." The young man feels so unhappy. He doesn't understand how to accept this rejection. He goes to the shop, gets a noose to hang himself. A wire. He comes to his room and is restless, moving here and there. Then he thinks, before I hang myself and end my life and commit suicide, let me take a walk out. So he goes out and he sees some children are playing. And what game they are playing? That rope game. They are playing with rope. Two boys are standing, holding a rope, and one boy is jumping up and down. Now it was the same rope which he purchased for hanging himself. The same, shop, the same quality and same color rope. And he sees those boys, innocent. And the boy who is there in the middle, he is handicapped. And still he is jumping. And they are enjoying. And the story ends. Short story. He is happy. So drama will bring failures. Drama will bring difficult situations. Yet, you should say, "What? Wah, drama, wah." So everything is a cartoon show, Mickey Mouse game, a comedy. Why people go and watch comedy shows? There's so much stress, so much tension in this world. At least for 1 hour, 2 hours, they laugh to escape from the depression. The next is why to wow replacement. Why and wah-wah. So replace every why. Why this happened? Why these people behave like this? First. Why don't they understand? Who gave them admission in Brahma Kumaris? And why they are here? They don't do Purusharth themselves and they don't allow others to do. What to do? There are so many questions. We have very huge expectations from PKs. And that's why we are nappy. Baba says this is the toughest paper. Parivar. Family. Three papers you can pass easily. 25, if you have 20, 100 marks paper, everybody gets 75 easily. Around 75. But this 25% of Parivar is the toughest. Because there are sanskars. Because there is an ego friction, ahankar. Because there is an acceptance, you have to accept other sanskars. Because you have to tolerate them. Because you have to have good wishes and pure feelings, shubh bhavna for them. These are the very tough things. So replace why by wow. This replacement. So whenever you see tough person, tough situation, rather than saying why he does like this, why this situation has come to me, why me, when will they improve, It is not that I encourage their actions, but I have to maintain respect. That's why I replaced this. And this is the fourth nishchay, parivar, family, where every soul is different, because two things are getting established here, religion as well as kingdom. The path of sannyasis is very easy. They go away, so no problem. But here, you have to stay with 20 difficult people, a tough boss, unlistening juniors, and uncooperative, non-cooperative colleagues. So this is the job. Tough boss. Boss is extremely tough. Colleagues are non-cooperative. And juniors, disobedient. So now say, Vah, Parivar, Vah. There is ego clashes. There is competition. There is jealousy. There is an acceptance. There is an anger. There is fight, cold war. So that's why this last fourth paper is the toughest. Hundred marks nishchay paper. And who is the topper? 80% sometimes can be the highest rank. And the last is Va family consciousness practice. So in this family, this is Prabhu Parivar, God's family. So in this family, God is the very difficult to find God in the world. So now those souls who have found God, they are not that simple souls. They are also Maharathis. So if 10 Maharathis are coming together from 10 different backgrounds, knowing 10 different languages, different childhood, different education, different sanskars, different desires, and those 10 people are staying in the same room. It is a difficult experience. So, what is the technique to diffuse tension? You know, there are people who diffuse bombs. So we should have some techniques to do this. One of the techniques is comedy, humor, jokes. Second method is picnic, group activities, team building activities, something which people can do together. Nature, you can go and seek nature and the tension reduces. Food is yet another technique. If you want to reach somebody's heart, the path goes through stomach. Through stomach, you reach heart. The path to reach the heart is through stomach. You feed somebody something very nice. So they become friends. They become happy. So food is one of the techniques to dissolve this tension in the groups. So they can do some group activities, some group team building activities. They can go for picnic. They can enjoy holidays. Something like that. Group meditation. Group meditation. Group discussion. Brainstorming. Murli Chintan groups. They can form small groups and discuss Murli. So, otherwise, a group, any group, always there is some or other tension in the group. So, if you want to diffuse this tension, some lighter activities should be undertaken. Group walk, group meditation, group dance, that is also needed sometimes. So, group dance, group walking, group singing, group picnic, some activities together and some solo activities. Solo activities, go to nature and watch nature. So, all these things, whether you walk or you write, you remember the scenes of drama. Whenever the why arises, the why is a trap. There is no because to these whys. Why this happened to me? Why he behaves like this? He should not behave like this. Why he is here? Why he doesn't go on leave? Why he doesn't go to his Laukik home? From last 5 years, he has not gone once. What sort of seniors are these? Why don't they go to home? Why don't they go on leave? Why don't they get transferred to other department? So there are so many whys. Why don't they go and take some rest for 10 days? And their health is so perfectly well. They are so punctual, they come exactly on time. They never get late. So, there are so many whys. Replace why by wow. Wow. So, wa main, that is I. Wa Baba, that is Baba. Third is wa, this drama. So many different scenes of the drama. So many challenges. So many opposition. This opposition keeps you alert. Otherwise, you'll go to sleep. You should stay alert. You should stay vigilant. So, criticism should be there. That will keep you alert all the time. And then, last, family. This is, you have to watch this family as a drama. God himself is a detached observer. That's why he never gets disturbed. So these are 5 hacks. Om Shanti. Har andhkar ka deepak, har chetana mein vyapak, har bandhan se mukti, har trishna ki tripti, har pinjare ka aakash, har man ka prakash, har pariksha ka sahas, har pal ka suhas, har ghaav ka marham, har dosh par reham, har moh ka virag, har tap ki aag, har bandhan se
संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मराव
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मराव
हर जय का बीज
शिव मराव
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मराव
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मराव
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मराव
हर दिल का गान
शिव मराव
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मराव
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
शिव मराव
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मराव
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मराव
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मराव
हर योग का ताज
शिव मराव
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मराव
हर गली का हार
शिव मराव
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मराव
हर सीता का राम
शिव मराव
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मराव
अज पासा एक जप मन मना भव हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार रोम राम में बसा एक नाम शिव मना भव शिव मना भव।